It's been a constant refrain from Western capitals since the Taliban captured Kabul nearly 3 weeks ago. They will be judged by their actions, not their words. And for all the Taliban's words of reassurance to women since they seized power, their actions today were perhaps a more accurate indication of their intent. Dozens of women activists took to the streets of Kabul demanding the right to work and for women to be included in a Taliban government, but they were met with violence by armed Taliban militants, as these women explained.
Together with a group of our colleagues, we wanted to go near a former government office for a protest. But before we got there, the Taliban hit women with electric tasers and they used tear gas against women. They also hit women on the head with a gun magazine, and the women became bloody. There was no one to ask why.
The purpose of our gathering today was to get our rights, the right to education and the right to work. We gathered yesterday and today to defend our right to education and our children and do something. This gathering was not just for ourselves.
And even though it has been nearly 3 weeks since the Taliban seized power, they've yet to announce a government, and they've yet to overcome the last open resistance to their rule in the Panjshir Valley north of Kabul. So enter Afghanistan's neighbour, Pakistan, which was one of only three countries to recognise the Taliban the last time they were in control in the 1990s. The head of Pakistan's intelligence agency, the ISI, General Faiz Hamid, has been in Kabul for talks with Taliban officials.